Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and we've got breaking news now. U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz has announced that her office has found a pattern of race-based harassment and discrimination at Boston Latin School. Those are the findings from a major civil rights inquiry launched this past spring following months of discrimination complaints first raised by students at the city's most prestigious exam school. Joining us now with more from the Moakley Federal Courthouse is Milton Valencia, reporter for the Boston Globe. Milton, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
So U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz's office has found that Boston Latin School at least one time violated the 1964 Civil Rights Act. What are its findings?
That's right. There was overall a substantiation of what we've heard before, concerns that the school wasn't properly investigating discrimination and harassment complaints. Overall, though, there was specifically the U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz's office found one specific violation of the Civil Rights Act, and that was related to a lynching offense. A young black female student was called a crude racial slur by a male student. He also threatened to lynch her with an electrical cord. Ortiz's office found that was a direct violation of the Civil Rights Act, which prevents any harassment or discrimination or bias at a public school. In addition to that direct violation, there's an overall concern with the school policies, the environment, the all-inclusive environment, the policies related not only to the incidents, but also the failure to properly investigate some of these concerns. Mm-hmm. So this is a sweeping investigation that had a number of required reforms at the end.
We'll talk about that in a second. But Milt, I mean, from what you've seen the U.S. Attorney's Office announcing, does today's inquiry, today's findings differ substantially from, you know, Boston Public Schools' own investigation into what's been happening at Boston Latin, the Office of Equity investigation? Does it differ in any significant way?
What's different is the actual threshold that we're talking about here. This is an actual, if this was criminal, this would have been kind of the threshold of indictment, in other words. So it wasn't just concerns that the school has raised, but the office substantiated a lot of those concerns, but went as far as to say that this wasn't just an incident, this was a violation of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, something that was enacted to prevent these similar situations. So we're talking about that threshold that the U.S. Attorney's Office has actually found. In addition to that threshold, there were two other concerns. There were concerns with at least two other racially charged incidents, and again, the overall environment. That's what we've heard of. What we're actually hearing now is the threshold that this went across.
I see. And now the U.S. Attorney's Office has put out a statement saying they interviewed over 200 people, including Boston Latin administrators, faculty, parents, students, and alumni. They received cooperation from Boston Public Schools, and that their report, again, just to repeat, confirmed reports of discrimination first raised by students, and also complaints that black students face tougher discipline and more suspensions than non-black students for similar offenses at Boston Latin. So, Milton, you also said that along with this report, there came reforms. And in fact, the U.S. Attorney's Office has ordered reforms. Specifically, what are they?
That's right. Well, they're not only a lot of these reforms, first of all, may have been enacted already, or the school department was working on them. So the school department, in that sense, recognizes that these forms needed to be made to address these issues. What this agreement does is force these reforms upon the school. Not only forces the reforms, but sets up a monitoring period. The school will have to report in a year with annual surveys to the U.S. Attorney's Office to make sure this doesn't happen again. So to get at the reforms, they include annual training for students on racial harassment and reporting policies related to that, cultural competence. Another one is a restorative justice program at Boston Latin. We're seeing a lot of this in the federal court system, where restorative justice seems not necessarily a form of punishment, but a form of recognition of wrongdoing. So that seems interesting at the school. That will be a requirement. Also, the hiring of a diversity or non-discrimination officer to monitor these complaints. That's the biggest concern, that these complaints weren't monitored. And again, what I mentioned earlier is that annual school-wide survey of the racial climate, which that survey will have to be reported to the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Now, Milt, you've been following the story like we have for quite a while now. How significant do you think Carmen Ortiz's announcement of her office's findings, how significant do you think they are?
I think it's big, because we've heard about this, and this is one of those things where the school can always say, we had an incident, we addressed it, and you know, it's under the rug. We're taking care of it. And this is the U.S. Attorney's Office, the federal government, saying, yes, you had an incident, but it's not just an incident. It's a civil rights violation. It's something we need to pay attention to, that you need to pay attention to, and these other reforms you must follow. What's key is that the Boston Latin School is agreeing to follow these, which is great for Boston itself, but the U.S. Attorney's Office has this power to go into court and say, if you wouldn't have, we can go into court and enforce these. So we're not at that level. Again, there seems to be total cooperation from the school system acknowledging these issues. But again, it's not just, there were issues that we've talked about. This, I think, from the report from the U.S. Attorney's Office, kind of cements this as this is, you know, a violation of the Civil Rights Act. This wasn't just, you know, harassment at a local school.
Well, that's Milton Valencia. He's Metro reporter for the Boston Globe, speaking with us today from the Moakley Federal Courthouse in Boston, where U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz has announced the conclusion of an investigation into civil rights allegations in Boston Latin School. We'll have a link to Milt's reporting at RadioBoston.org. Milt, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, let's turn now to Michael Curry. He's president of the Boston branch of the NAACP. He was amongst, in fact, one of the leaders of Boston's local groups that were asking U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz's office to engage in this investigation. He's been on our show several times to talk about Boston Latin School, and he joins us again. Michael Curry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
What's your reaction to what Carmen Ortiz has found?
Yeah, I think we're encouraged. We're happy that for the parents and students and residents and teachers and others who were pointing to a problem at Boston Latin School, that there's now some vindication for them, because many people were saying it was blown out of proportion or it's much to do about nothing. And that's the challenge with this work, is sometimes you have to wait on the truth to come out. And I think it's an opportunity. I think everybody should know that this is for every student in Boston Public Schools and for every student at Boston Latin that will benefit from a better school as a result of this.
Mm. Well, what's your reaction to the fact that, as Milton was telling us, the U.S. Attorney's Office has gone so far as to say there was a direct violation of the 1964 Civil Rights Act? I mean, that does take it into a different level than this was discussed at before, doesn't it not?
Well, for some people it does. I mean, but if you recall, you know, we met with the Becky Schuster, the head of Office of Equity, over a year ago, and communicated this case to her. There was also a tremendous amount of work done by the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights and ACLU with Rahsaan Hall, attorneys for Rahsaan Hall, where we were all back-channeling to investigate these matters. And this one we knew about. So when the initial report came out from BPS that there were only a few incidents and one of them was pretty serious, but there was no detail, the public responded and said, well, there was only one incident, no big deal. But no one knew the magnitude of that one incident that was in that report. And since then, we found that there are many other incidents, and they may not rise to the level of something that's legally actionable, but still concerning for the U.S. Attorney's Office and now for BPS and for the mayor of the city. Mm-hmm. Credit to Superintendent Chang, who followed through on this, and I'm very impressed and glad to work with him to bring this to resolution.
Right, and just to reiterate, Boston Public Schools has cooperated with this investigation and says it will adopt this comprehensive strategy, these reforms that the U.S. Attorney's Office is recommending. And I want to know what you think about some of these reforms, Michael Curry. This one in particular, instituting a system of restorative justice at Boston Latin School, what do you want that to look like?
Yeah, it's been a conversation. I think leading the nation in that conversation as mass advocates for children and their leaders over there, particularly Kim Janey, they've been really bringing this to us and to others to talk about restorative justice. How do you get people in the room to talk about what happened? What is the right form of discipline? How do we not, feed this school-to-prison pipeline, at the same time make sure that there's some accountability about the actions of a student? All of that conversation is not new, but what I think is encouraging about the U.S. Attorney's report is acknowledging that that needs to take place at Boston Latin School, and that while we look at disparate discipline and making sure that there's an appropriate response, we also want to talk about what will make sure that we're doing what's in the best interest of the kids in that school. So I think it's a comprehensive list of recommendations, and the U.S. Attorney's Office to be commended for the amount of time and resources they committed to this.
And amongst those recommendations, there's the recommendation to establish a diversity or non-discrimination officer at Boston Latin School whose sole responsibility would be to monitor complaints of harassment, discrimination, and retaliation. You know, Michael Curry, you've been on the show a lot talking about this issue and about race overall in Boston public schools. What impact or what significance do you think today's finding from the U.S. Attorney's Office about Boston Latin School, what is the significance for that for BPS as a whole?
You know, I'm glad you asked that question because I had even some people in communities of color would come up to me and say, well, why so much about one school? And what I would tell them is that this is the nation's model for academic excellence. This is the nation's model for preparing the next generation of business leaders and public policymakers. And for us, this was always about holding that school accountable and then being able to pivot and look at all the other school systems, the charters, the private schools, that have these same issues, quite frankly, in some cases, even worse, around discipline, around discrimination, racial climate, admissions policies. This should be a message to every school in the Commonwealth that you better get your act together before there is an investigation of this magnitude, because there's an opportunity to be proactive to address these issues. And these recommendations should be implemented across different school systems.
Well, that's Michael Curry. He's president of the Boston branch of the NAACP. Michael Curry, always great to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And WBUR has reached out to the Boston Public Schools and to Superintendent Tommy Chang, as well as Mayor Marty Walsh. We'll get back to you with what they have to say when they are able to get back to us. Once again, breaking news today that U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz's office has found that there was a pattern of race-based harassment and discrimination at Boston Latin School and has recommended several reforms for Boston Latin School that the Boston Public Schools has agreed to adopt. Find out more about this at WBUR.org and later today on All Things Considered. That's it for Radio Boston today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.